subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Fellas, let me ask y'all something. If y'all went in to have a, shall we say, penis enlargement procedure,
okay,
and it didn't go well, would you sue the doctor?
Yeah. Yeah. If it didn't go well, it became all messed up.
There's a guy in Turkey. He's a wealthy banker that went in to have a penis enlargement. They told him that they would give him at least 1.1 inches in length and 1.1 inches in girth. So he could put a cowboy hat on that thing and call it Girth Brooks. and the procedure didn't go well. There were complications, and he ended up coming out of there shorter than he was with a smaller penis. So he sues. Okay.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Since he has brought this lawsuit, being a wealthy banker and somewhat of a public figure, the story has made world news with his name in it.
Right.
So you got to admit to the world that not only did you want to go in and because you have a small one, but now it's even smaller than it was. Now, I'm just saying it would work with the people on the show here because of the, the popularity of your names in the public and all. Don't you think if you got some reporter, let's say at the Charlotte Observer where we live, combing through the legal documents on file at the courthouse, who's filing lawsuits and whatever, looking for a story.
Yeah.
And Ace from the Ace and TJ show is suing a doctor because his penis enlargement procedure went wrong, that they're not going to hit the front page with that.
Ew.
How is that not a HIPAA violation? Oh, he was in Turkey. Never mind.
And he's suing.
Yeah, he filed a lawsuit. Oh,
so yeah. Information. So
that's what I'm saying. Rights. Would you file a lawsuit knowing that it's going to go public?
I would anyway, because I think.
Yeah, because I mean,
I'm about to get paid, and then I'm going to get it corrected.
Yeah. It all depends on the percentage of the odds of how much. If I was to win the lawsuit case, I would put my business out there.
Mm-hmm.
But can you sue doctors? I mean, I thought that they're pretty.
Yeah, that's
much
why they have insurance, that malpractice insurance and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I would also think. In our case, man, this is going to be a great story on the radio. I'm going to be embarrassed, but damn, we're going to get some good ratings out of this one. It's going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the front page of the paper, on the news. We're going to get some great publicity out of this deal.
Do you think it matters if the doctor is single versus married? I think you run more of a risk of being embarrassed if you're single. Like your wife doesn't care. You know what I'm saying? Like in an embarrassment setting. I think it matters more if you're single, and I wonder if that doctor is single.
I think my wife would be a little taken aback by it because she shows up at her Bible study and the women are on there. Do we need to keep your short D husband on the prayer list? How's teeny peeny doing at home?
What kind of Bible study is this? They're horrible.
Well, it's a medical study. They pray for people who are having medical issues.
Teeny peeny?
Yeah.
Bible study doesn't mean you can't make an occasional good joke.
I mean, that would not sit well. Yeah, remember when that dentist killed Cecil the Lion?
Yeah.
You know, eventually the news cycle, it keeps moving.
People
forget about it. So,
You have to endure that just for a few weeks and get a major payout. Why not?
Yeah.
Ace was making it sound like he would leak the story himself. Like,
I would. Yeah, I would. I'd be in here telling y'all what's happening.
And Kim Kardashian's mama.
Yeah. I absolutely would. And I would sue. I'd want to get paid. I'd want to get that fixed. I'd also want to get my house fixed and everything else.
Start an OnlyFans, show people the messed up work.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like doing a side by side of his and John Bobbitt's from the 90s. Then he would end up doing like John Wayne Bobbitt did, and he'd dabble in porn.
Yeah.
It's a slippery slope, Ace. Please don't go down the slope.
What was he adding? He added an inch, or supposed to add an inch?
Supposed to add an inch, 1.1 inches in length and 1.1 inches in girth.
The extra girth is the most impressive one you're going for there, right?
Did they say what the measurements were after?
That's said by somebody with a short finger.
Hey, girth is important, right?
You know, it's stubby, and that's what the ladies like.
Ew.
They like a stump down there.
Yeah, like Danny DeVito, short and thick.
That's what I call them.
That's what they used to tell me. They'd say, don't worry.
I don't know. Is it worth it for an inch? With the risk of it being shorter. I mean, that's like the
worst thing. That's the thing. They didn't tell him that there was a risk of it being shorter. They told him, he was gonna come out of there swinging.
I would think he would not even imagine there's a risk of going in, coming out shorter, rather.
Surely not. He didn't have that in mind.
No, imagine the doctor when he's waking up. All right, so bad news.
Who's going to tell him?
We got a little hiccup here.
So who's going to go tell him when he wakes up?
Shorter.
Yeah, and I think they tried to fix it and it didn't.
Oh,
work.
No.
Yeah.
At that point, I'd be like, just stop. So stop. Yeah.
You've done enough damage.
They gave him a coupon for 2 free procedures when he comes back.
And he's a surgeon himself?
No, he's a banker. Rich banker.
Banker. Mm-hmm. Man, he'll be all right.
Money can't buy everything, I guess.
Yeah. If you got that much money, why would you stay in Turkey to have the procedure done?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go to Israel where the best doctors are?
But it seems like that area. A lot of that cosmetic surgery is done in Turkey.
To save money, though.
Oh, well, yeah. That's why the Americans go there, to save money, huh? Okay. Mm.
I would find, if I'm having somebody operate on my penis to make it bigger and thicker, I'm finding the best guy. Like, there's got to be a guy that specializes in that.
Dr. D. Yeah.
I'm thinking that
they
would
call
be.
Me Dr. D.
They call me Dr. D.
you got to figure that practice is in Vegas, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I just looked it up. Turkey's quality of medicine is comparable to that of the USA and Israel.
No, it's not.
This is coming from a Turkey website.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Butterball.
Trust us.
Butterball.
We are very good.
Yeah. Come here.
Good people in Turkey. We are very good.
Look, I don't know what a Turkish accent is.
Obviously.
So, Rob, Google best place to get penis enlargement in U.S.
All right, I got you. Hold on. Best.
Where's that guy?
Where's Dr. D?
And how many is he doing that he's the best? Mm.
Yeah. And you just got to love handling them, right?
Are we talking about like a penile implant? Is that what it is?
He's like, I'm an expert. Because
that's what first came up.
Enlargement.
Okay.
I think an implant just makes it get difficult when you need it to be difficult.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I want to.
It's
did it say what he paid to get that done?
Probably.
You're not going to believe this, but the number, I looked for just U.S., but it took me other places. The top one is in Turkey.
Oh, really? Maybe that's the best
4.8. The next, well, hold on. The next best one is in Tijuana. So I don't know if this is true.
The enraged banker is now seeking 500,000 lira or 13,000 euros in compensation. Oh, so that doesn't seem like much.
The average cost of penile implant surgery in Turkey ranges from $8,620 to $11,900. The offers include a consultation with a urologist, consultation with an anesthesiologist, general anesthesia, a 5-star hotel stay, transfer from the airport to the hotel, clinic, and back to the airport, and the surgery.
One of these places on this list shows some pictures of the work, and don't go there, please.
Ew. Yeah. Oh.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's terrible.
But that's not an expensive procedure. That's all it is. I mean,
$15,000.
That was $11,900.
But that was for the implant, not the enlargement, right?
Yeah.
I guess I googled implant. Yeah, so
the enlargement is $10,000 to $30,000.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, a good set of boobs is going to cost you at least $10,000.
Yeah.
And with Biden prices, $10,000 probably. $16,000 now.
Okay, yeah. There's just five different options that you can choose from. The most expensive being $30,000.
And what are the levels? The tiers?
It doesn't have them in tiers. It just like
They charge you by the inch.
Monster probably. XL.
No, it's just different ways to do it. One is a registered trademark name, Penuma implant.
Mm-hmm.
The division of suspensory ligament is the next one.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering how they do, because butt implants. They shoot fat in there from a different part of the body.
That the most expensive one is the fat injections.
Yeah.
Ew, they just put fat in there?
Mm-hmm. So you can inject your... you get back home, you got all the stitches out and everything. You're like, all right, I'm about to go give these ladies a fat injection.
You're going to love this, but the name of this place is Himplant.
Oh, yes. That's so reputable.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And that's in Turkey.
No, I think this is the United States.
Okay, but what town is it?
Hold on a second. Let me find out.
They put that fat in there and you got cellulite on your penis? Ew.
It's that Penuma, the brand. It's their website that I'm on. So let's see if I can find it.
Penuma.
What is an 844 area code? That's probably toll-free, isn't it?
Ew.
Yeah, it's toll free. Never mind. It doesn't tell me where.
That guy would look like he needs that surgery.
Man, this is ruining my search results for the next few weeks, I'm sure.
Well,
I'm going to get so many targeted ads.
That'd be awesome. If you let Meredith use your computer.
What have you been doing?
She's like,
closest one to here, this place is in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And also Washington, D.C. So I don't know which one's closest. Probably. Okay.
But I'm wondering which one is the most renowned.
This particular company has 8 different locations, and 7 of those are in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is in, well, never mind, Puerto Rico is the other one. It's not technically in the United States as well.
Yeah, I hear all of the best medical care is in Puerto Rico.
San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hey, these are in all your big cities: Los Angeles, Chicago, Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
Miami, DC, New York.
Yeah,
home of the big pecker.
Where would you guess the average size citizen would be most
of a wreck
city?
Oh.
What do you mean? What would be the most?
What city would have the average men with the biggest? Like a collective Texas study to like this city has the biggest penis.
Texas sounds good.
Dallas.
Yeah. Dallas. I don't know. Dallas has been overrun with a bunch of vegans and stuff like that.
I go like Montana.
Yeah, it's liberal. Yeah. It's getting Montana. Close to being like Austin.
Real.
Dallas is, yeah.
I think like a Montana, North Dakota, like real.
Rugged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big hog.
I don't want to bring us back a little bit, but this Penuma implant comes in 3 sizes: large, extra large, and extra, extra large.
Hell yeah.
Give
yeah.
me that double XL, baby.
Okay, you're talking out loud.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. More of the Extra Funny Podcast in 3 minutes.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Live on the Ace and TJ app every weekday at 9 a.m. and download it wherever you want. This is Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast.
Y'all know y'all crazy. So, this is Alexis's first day back at work. Did y'all do food truck stuff at the end of vacation? Were y'all doing it then, or had you taken off like the week after Christmas or whatever?
We were we had to work just the Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
The last few weeks.
Oh yeah, I saw y'all at that place where you had your engagement party.
Thing. Yeah.
What's it called? Lower something?
Lower Left Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lower Leftist Brewing is probably what it's more like.
It's not true.
No, I'm kidding. I like that place. It's a cool little place. And yeah. And I would even go there unarmed. I didn't that day because I didn't know.
Right.
But no, if I went back, I think I could leave it in the truck.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. But you went to your favorite cousin, Carla's birthday party. She lives in Raleigh. Is that the first time you, I mean, she lives in Winston-Salem, right?
Right? Mm-hmm.
And y'all went to Raleigh,
mm-hmm.
and it was the first time you'd ever been to Raleigh?
I think I stopped by to eat at a restaurant one time, but that's the only thing that we did, and I'm not 100% sure it was in Raleigh. But yeah, I had never actually explored or walked around in Raleigh, so we decided to go up there, and it's a drive from here.
So two and a half hours.
Yeah.
But you know, in all of these national surveys that they do about great cities and all, Raleigh always shows up way ahead of Charlotte, of yeah. being one of the best cities and all that.
Yep.
I mean, it looks a lot more
both,
clean.
Both cities are liberal havens. I mean, let's face it. And that's why on these stupid mainstream media stories that they do, they'll always promote the liberal. Like saying San Francisco is still the best place to visit, even though there's shit all over the sidewalks.
Yeah.
And people, you know, getting robbed left and right. But you didn't like Raleigh? You said it didn't have much to offer?
Yeah. We went the day after Christmas. I don't know if that had something to do with it. And it was kind of, the weather wasn't the best. But it just, we went to a food hall, which was, you know, it was kind of cool. But then we just walked around and it didn't have, I mean, we weren't entertained.
What's a food hall?
So it's like a building that has a bunch of food stalls in there. Oh, okay. So you can kind of get a little bit of everything.
Like,
Optimus Hall. Yeah.
I love Optimus Hall.
Mm-hmm. So we did that.
Liberal shit.
But it was a very liberal town
mm-hmm.
or city, you could tell.
Yeah.
By the decor inside of the little gift shops and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah. You mean like dope pipes and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I picture. Asheville and Raleigh just being a place where you go buy, you know, blown glass.
Dope.
And
dope tools.
More dope and dope paraphernalia and all that. But people love, and there are some, we've been to some good restaurants in Raleigh.
Yeah, and we didn't go prepared. Like, I thought Carla, since it was her birthday, she had an itinerary or places that she wanted to go. And her boyfriend came along too, and they didn't. We just were walking around, so I don't know.
Wait,
yeah, but she doesn't even speak English, as I recall.
Yeah, she doesn't speak English.
But that day she was in here, she didn't.
She didn't speak at all.
So you drove 2.5 hours, and they had no plan. Like, hey, let's go to this place, then this place, then this place, or go check this out.
No, it was just a lot of like, just let's walk around and see what we see.
Yeah.
And it was a ghost town. I mean, it was empty out there. Their mm-hmm. downtown is a lot bigger than Charlotte, for sure. It seemed a lot cleaner, too. But, yeah, it wasn't anything that I'm like, oh, I want to go back to Raleigh.
It's so sad, because when we moved to Charlotte, that was the first thing that I told people, you know, the people that we left behind, you know, like damn Kirk Cameron. But people back home, and how do you like Charlotte? Oh, it's great, and you should see the it's a big city, but it's so clean, and it looks, when you're downtown area, it's just awesome. And now I can't get through that downtown area fast enough.
You don't know what you'll find on the floor.
It's trash.
Chicken wings, poop.
Yeah. Charlotte's a lot more scattered. You're right. Yeah. With the uptown than a south end and the south, and everything's kind of moved around. Mm-hmm. Anybody see the video, speaking of San Francisco the other day, to TJ's point, the video of the person who pulled their car over in downtown San Francisco, and lady just got out and walks to the back of the car and squats down and
get out,
poops on the street.
Well, and then, oh my God.
You used the wrong term there. That's not a lady.
Yeah.
That's a crazy
What's
bitch.
What's wrong with people?
It's just, what is going on?
But I think what we need to do is get you a tour guide of Raleigh, take y'all around.
That's what I need. Because there was a lot of old buildings.
The person that I know that knows about Raleigh a lot, it wouldn't be safe for him to take you and Jay around to show you.
Why?
Because you'd end up acting a fool and making Jay mad.
Oh, is it your friend, one of your handsome friends?
It's Mark.
Oh, yeah, I like Mark.
Mm-hmm. And you'd be all flirty with him.
It's all right. He's old.
But he took us to that seafood restaurant that Mark would take us to, Ace, that when you walk in, it had the big long tables. You remember that, yep. Riggins?
It was great.
I don't remember what that was called.
That was
something
in Raleigh?
Oyster House or something. No, it wasn't Acme, was it?
I think so.
Oh, I thought it had Clear Skin.
That was in Raleigh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that was the first place I'd ever had wine.
Look at the big city. We gonna have some wine.
When in Rome, am I right? Am I right?
What is this? Don't mind if I do. I'm getting notes of pear and apple.
So, Rob, did you like that blueberry wine I gave you?
I haven't had any of it yet.
Oh, okay.
No. Meredith hit it somewhere and I forgot about it, so.
She hit it.
Yeah, that's how you know you got a problem.
Well, no, yeah. it was on the damn counter, so she wasn't leaving it there.
Yeah. What an idiot bitch she is. Doesn't want to just leave random bottles of wine sitting out on the counter in the kitchen. That's the same type of woman that would push the air fryer back up against the wall and just leave it sitting in the middle of the counter.
What kind of person doesn't leave just random shit out of the counter?
But what?
Oh, but she also almost made it where I didn't bring these candies today because she put them shits right back up whenever I had them on the counter.
You had them laid out to bring and she put them up. Yeah. You got to get rid of her, Rob.
Telling me?
Annoying neat habits.
I can't find my shit. I left it out on purpose. Thank you.
She's just walking behind him, like cleaning up after him all day.
Did you tell her you left an open bag of family size Ruffles with crumbs in it?
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't be surprised though.
She's like, Jody's like, look, I know not touching anything on Rob's desk. I'm not touching it, but you need to mention something that he might draw ants. I don't think he's gonna finish these crumbs in this Ruffles bag.
No.
I ain't gonna lie, I started to try to see if they were stale.
Yeah. I'm sure they were.
Where'd you find blueberry wine?
Gwen, that used to work with us, used to have an endorsement with that Stella Rosa.
Oh, okay.
And my daughter at the time, she just turned 21, and she liked Stella Rosa. And Gwen said, I got a bunch of that. I'll just give it to you. So she brought it in and gave it to me, and then my daughter outgrew it. Yeah, man. I mean, she's like straight tequila out of the bottle now. She's eating the worm, the whole thing.
Yeah.
We still had it at the house. And I said, hey, do you mind if I give Rob this wine? And she goes, oh, no, yeah. Please. I'm not going to drink it. Well, his ass drinks blueberry wine as a first choice. So
that's his go-to.
Now this
one's
got
a little red.
This one's got a little carbonation to it as well. So
I got it sitting right there next to the air fryer,
and the hot cocoa Hershey's Kisses,
and my hot dog toaster.
You put away my damn toasty vanilla white chocolate M&Ms for the last time.
Yeah, this is all tracking pretty well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm anxious to know if you like that, though. Right? What other flavor? I can't remember what other flavors I gave you.
I'm sorry, but I just love the fact that she put it away. And in Rob's words, she hid it.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't hide it. She put it where it belongs.
Yeah. I don't know where she put shit. Come on.
Did you even look?
No.
He's like, out of sight. I don't know where it is.
Yeah,
she's obviously got it in a locked briefcase in her car. Attached to her like the nuclear football.
She hid it. Maybe it's in the pantry. I don't know.
It's got to be here somewhere.
I've scoured this whole damn place.
A damn chocolate detector ain't picking it up. She took it with her.
She probably took it to school to give them shithead little kids.
So what? I can't remember what other flavors were in the wine.
I don't remember. It was another fruit flavor, I think.
Was it peach? Something like that? Maybe. It was a white wine. I know that. Well, one of them was.
Let me look at the peach bottle. I'll recognize.
Dude, if you come in here talking about getting wasted on Stella Rosa blueberry wine, that's going to be some funny shit.
The wine bottles aren't big enough for me to get messed up on them.
Oh, please.
I need a couple.
Well, that blueberry wine, I've tasted it, and it's like drinking a blueberry Fanta.
I probably shouldn't be drinking
a blueberry Fanta.
Yeah, it's what it reminds me of. If they made a blueberry flavored Fanta, because it does have a little carbonation in it.
My mom pulled out a bottle of Biltmore red wine. She's like, "We brought this back from the Biltmore." I was like, "Well, I got news for you, mom. You buy that shit at Harris Teeter, $14."
Yeah, they do sell it in the grocery.
They sell it everywhere.
There's more of the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
Funny podcast. Find out more about Neogenics at acetj.com/neogenics. Now, Ace and TJ.
So Alexis was all excited because this was, she hasn't been celebrating Christmas for very long because she was raised Jehovah's Witness. And this was your first Christmas with your dapper Dominican fiance, Jay.
We spent Christmas last year together.
Yeah, but I mean, but y'all are serious, right, now. Yeah, y'all exactly. Were just talking, really.
And we only had like a Christmas bush last year, like a mini tree. So this year we got like a real Christmas tree.
Christmas bush. Christmas
it was like
bush.
It was like, yeah. Oh, it was
girl,
like a
you need to take care of that. So what did you get for Christmas?
I got a new jacket. I needed a nice grown-up jacket that you could wear with nice clothes or, you know, dress down. So he got me a really nice jacket. He got me some Timberlands. I've always wanted a pair of Timberlands.
Of course.
I freaked out when I got my first pair of Timberlands. Like, and that I, big
yeah,
deal.
But it was 98 or something, wasn't it?
No. It's 2001.
I know. They used to be cool back in the day, but I always wanted a pair, and I never got any. And I had mentioned it to him. I'm like, I would love a pair of Timberlands. I'm like, I'll still rock them.
Hell yeah.
So he got me a pair, but the special.
So where did he get a time machine to be able to go back and buy some Timberlands?
Stop it.
No, I'm sure they're adorable.
And when he went to buy them, the special they had was get an adult pair of boots and get a kid size for free. So he ended up getting Timberlands for himself, and then I got the free pair. So I was like, that doesn't really count as a gift then. Cause you
did you get the camel colored ones?
Yeah.
Like the light ones? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did they only have one shoe in the box?
No. Why?
There's a lot of places that only put one shoe in the box on the display. Then that way they'll have to go get the other one from the back so people don't put them on and run out of the store with them.
No. These are, I think you bought them online.
Oh.
So they just sent them. But okay.
And now what will you wear those with? Give me the outfit that you'll put those together with.
I can wear a lot of stuff with it. I wear some skinny jeans, my Timberlands with a hoodie. I could like.
Timberlands untied?
No, I'm going to wear them tied.
Okay, good. Good.
We're trying to trip.
You mean literally fall down, yeah. Not trip like you'd be tripping.
Yeah, no, literally fall down.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you got Timberlands. What else?
I got a new Kindle e-reader. Mm-hmm. The one I had was really old, so he got me a new one. He got me Harry Potter earrings and a necklace, which was really cute. What else did he get me? A mug. And I think that was it. Can't think of the other things.
Tell him the thing that arrived in the mail.
For the proposal? Oh, yeah. So I remember you guys, I told you that when he proposed, there was like three other ways he wanted to propose, but those didn't end up happening. So in Harry Potter, there's this thing that's called a golden snitch. And it's a very big part of the movie. It's like this little golden ball that opens up and it has wings on it. So originally his proposal was that he was going to put the ring in that. He ordered a golden snitch, put the ring in that, and then he was going to hide it at the cabin we were staying at and be like, oh, look, they must like Harry Potter. You should open that up. And the ring was supposed to be in there. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing didn't end up showing up until about a few weeks ago. From China. It said it had gotten delivered, never got delivered, showed up a few weeks ago. So I told him he needed to propose again because I wanted it to be in that little box.
That is ultimate millennial. I mean, to have a Harry Potter prop that the ring sits in, the engagement ring.
Ring holder. And it's so funny because it came up on my memories the other day on Instagram. I had posted that, I want to say maybe a year ago, and someone else had done it. So it was a video of them opening it up, and it comes with a wand, and the wand opens, is the key to open up the golden snitch where the ring is. I mean, it's a whole thing, and then it has a little stand. It's great. But I posted it a year ago on my Instagram, and I said, how cute this idea. He wouldn't even have seen that, I don't think, but still. You see the universe, even though it came late because of China, but still.
Yeah, and dang China equipment coming late.
So cute.
So you're wanting him to re-propose. But
did he do it?
No, he's not going to do it.
Good.
But he should. I'm going to tell people that story. I'm going to be like, this is how you propose with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that I'm making him feel better about that. The way you did it wasn't nearly as good as this way. So I'm going to just tell people that you did it this way.
But that's the way he wanted to propose originally. So it's not like I'm making up a story. That's how he wanted to do it.
What did you get him?
I got him a Kindle reader too, so we ended up getting each other the same gift, pretty much. Oh, he got me Cirque du Soleil tickets too, so I went to go see Cirque du Soleil. That was really, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was
out awesome. At the Speedway.
Yeah, at the Speedway under a tent. Oh. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's how you know you live in Charlotte when a big event like that happens at the Speedway.
Yeah.
It's the real deal.
Cirque du Soleil at the Speedway. I've seen a couple of those Cirque du Soleil shows in Vegas. They're awesome.
Yeah, I saw one in Charlotte a long time ago, but it was at like at the Spectrum Center.
If I owned a Mexican restaurant, you damn right I'd call it Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah. Until they sued your ole off.
Yeah. Ole. I got him a few, a hoodie, a shirt, and a few hats. There's a local store here in Charlotte that we both really like. They do a really good job with local brands. Mm-hmm. So I got him that. And then a hat from, he listens to this podcast that is very conservative.
Yeah.
And so the guy that has his podcast also has like an athletic brand. So I got him a hat from there. He was really excited. And I love their packaging. They actually write you like a note with your name and everything personalized. Every item that you buy, they send that out, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, conservatives are better people than the others. All the way around.
I got him a mug too. Shot glasses.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. We said we were only going to get each other one gift, but that turned into a few more gifts.
Yeah, did y'all wear your engagement gift? It says our first Christmas engaged or whatever it said.
Yes. You did? Yeah, Jody and TJ got us these shirts that said our first Christmas engaged. So we wore those on Christmas, and I made Jay take a picture. I was like, look at how cute we are. Sit in front of the Christmas tree.
But it doesn't really make sense. I mean, would you have another Christmas where you're engaged?
Yeah, you wouldn't
be
have.
Our engaged Christmas engagement picture, because hopefully y'all will be married before Christmas next year. It doesn't count. You're not really engaged.
Yeah.
Some people spend many Christmases engaged together, I think. Yeah,
they're not engaged.
Seems a little ridiculous.
Yeah, if you're engaged for more than a year, you're not really engaged.
You're not?
Like, the only way I think you should have another Christmas engagement or Christmas engaged would be if something had happened unforeseen, like something happened in the family that caused you, okay, we got to postpone a little bit because we got to take care of this.
You know what I mean? If you want a New Year's Eve wedding, you know, and you want to wait till New Year's, so you're going to spend another Christmas engaged.
Aha.
If you get married on New Year's, you're an asshole.
So Rob's got an opinion on that one.
And especially if you're in your 30s. Young people who are engaged a little longer because they want to get out of college or whatever, they say they'd be engaged 2 years. But if you're in your 30s and you're engaged longer than a year, then you're not really engaged. Y'all are getting close to not being engaged. The closer you get to not setting a date, the farther along you go without setting a date.
Well, the goal is to set a date, hopefully this month, where there's a bunch of different venue tours scheduled. So
I'd say you won't be able to lock down a venue until...
Yeah, I was going to ask how far along you were in there.
Yeah, no. So we just... my goal was to wait till after the holidays to really... Because work was crazy and everything was crazy. But like now I have them on the calendar. They're scheduled out.
Yeah, because you're probably... on the clock, so to speak, for finding a venue, because people would already be locking those things down.
You'd be surprised. There's still a lot of like July, August dates open, maybe because people don't want to get married in August.
I just picture I always pictured your wedding day, you know, happening at a rest area or something.
Get out of here.
You know, it's beautiful once you get past the bathrooms.
Such a butthole. Like, I mean,
have you ever seen the rest area off in the distance, the wooded part out there?
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's enchanting. I mean, I'm not saying get married in the bathroom stalls, but
so
hey, it's free.
Out of curiosity,
plenty of parking. Am I right?
Yeah.
There's vending machines.
Hey, it's just always a short ride to a Cracker Barrel or somewhere like that. Yeah.
Shelter you can do in case the reception. Of rain?
Yeah.
It's probably happening at Bucky's.
Do you have an idea? Like, do you have two or three places that you're like, these are on my wish list? Or just, you're not that far along. I'm going to go see everything and see what's up.
Okay. Yeah, because I've never done this before. Even when my friends got married, I never did venue tours with them. So I've looked online and seen a few different things. But, I mean, it all comes down to budget, too. Yeah. I mean, of course, if there was a dream place.
How many potential places do you have to go look at? How many? You say tours. How many?
We already have five scheduled in the next week.
I know. Yeah. Can you imagine Riggins going and visiting all that?
And he's going with you?
Yeah, he wants the one. Yeah. I mean, I'm the one that's been slacking on this. So I finally was like, all right, like, let me make appointments.
That's five this week, Riggins. Just this week.
But you can't be easier on a budget than free at the rest area.
I'm not going to go married at a rest area. Shut up.
I told you could use my backyard.
Rob will DJ for you out in the field.
Yeah, just give me a metal folding chair.
Hell, Rob, I thought you wanted him there because you could DJ from inside the house.
Hell yeah.
You could just look out the window of your office and play songs off your computer.
The dance floor would have hair all over it.
Yeah, and boxes.
Out there. Amazon out there boxes. On the deck.
He'd be like, who wants to play board games now?
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family Stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. AceTJ.com/CompuCom.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at AceTJ.com/weightloss. AceTJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.